This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several days of partisan bickering, the huge coronavirus economic relief bill has passed the U.S. Senate.
Not a single senator voted against this $2 trillion rescue bill.
That Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the bill that's now headed to the U.S. House, where it's expected to win approval tomorrow. President Trump encouraged by these developments.
We want to get back, and the people want to get back. We want to get our country going again.
The bill's to free up cash for businesses and send cash directly to individual workers. Many governors, especially Democrats, though, say it's not likely to do much to get the economy running again as long as the pandemic continues. Meanwhile, record-breaking 3.28 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. In recent years, in an average week, that number would be around 200,000. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The government reporting on the U.S. economy's performance in last year's fourth quarter. The figures show GDP grew at 2.1%, and that matches the growth rate for the third quarter of last year. The Trump administration continues to fault the Chinese government for not acting more quickly when the coronavirus first broke out there. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Chinese officials knew it was going to become a global issue, but they repeatedly delayed disclosing what they knew.
We tried, you'll remember from the opening days, to get our scientists, our experts on the ground there so that we could begin to assist in the global response to what began there in China, but we weren't able to do that. The Chinese Communist Party wouldn't permit that to happen.
Pompeo speaking after meeting with counterparts through a virtual G7 teleconference to discuss the global response to the virus. He added it was crazy talk from senior Chinese leaders who have said the U.S. brought the virus to China. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Still more on the coronavirus story, as all temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are now closed around the world as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The first presidency of the church announcing the closure late yesterday, a move called temporary, although no tentative date to reopen has been included in the announcement. Two more states are telling their residents to stay home. Idaho and Colorado have joined nearly two dozen other states issuing lockdown orders during the pandemic. Six states and Washington, D.C. had already closed all non-essential businesses, and several other states like Texas and Florida have cities and counties that have issued stay-at-home orders. A doctor's group says pink eye could be an early warning sign of the virus. The American Academy of Ophthalmology issuing the alert yesterday stating that the pathogen can cause red, itchy, and teary eyes. People with allergies get the same symptoms, so they say you also have to watch for a fever and respiratory symptoms to know whether it's an allergy or possibly coronavirus. And with many Americans turning to fast food to stay fed during this pandemic, McDonald's announced it's pulling its all-day breakfast items off the menu to streamline operations. McDonald's saying it's going to focus on serving only its most popular items. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here and back with us. It's been a long time waiting, and it is well worth the wait because we're going to be talking about her new book, Conviction Machine, Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse. Sidney Powell, along with Harvey Silverglate, are presenting this book, and Sidney is with us right now. Sidney, it's been a long time, but it's been well worth the wait.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Yes, it's been too long. Really been busy since we last talked.
Well, I got to tell you, it was, I got to say, if I can say this as a non-attorney, how proud of you I was to hear about how you defended General Flynn. This was something that you and I had talked about in, you know, when we were discussing your first book on almost a regular basis, License to Lie. And to see how you handled the Flynn case, and I know it's not over yet, but, well, I'll tell you, you really put prosecutors back on their heels.
Well, thank you. Yes, it definitely needed to happen. I knew the truth was in there somewhere, and we still haven't gotten to all of it, but we've certainly turned the tide.
Well, congratulations on that. You know, it's long been said that prosecutors can indict a ham sandwich, which says nothing of their, their deli appeal. But it says a lot about the power that they have in their hands, does it not?
Yes, absolutely unbridled power to destroy someone simply with an indictment like they did to Arthur Anderson. Simply indicting the company destroyed the company and 85,000 jobs worldwide with it.
Well, License to Lie, and we talked, even, you know, I think right before you picked up the Flynn case, and you were very busy there. We knew that there was a follow-up to come, and here the Conviction Machine comes our way. How did this come about for you to work with Harvey Silverglate?
I had read Harvey's book, Three Felonies a Day, and he had read License to Lie. He had been working on the first draft of Conviction Machine and gotten a couple of chapters done, but decided that it would be beneficial for both of us if I joined the effort. So he called me up, and I was honored to be asked to participate in it. We worked together very well and cranked it out.
Well, this is really genius, you know, because when you have two, you know, attorneys such as yourselves with the experience, boy, it's like a match made in heaven, I think, for, you know, us common folk who are trying to understand what is happening in our legal system and how it's turned, you know, the world of so many people upside down.
Yes, it's really awful how what the damage a wrongful conviction does and a prosecution does if it's not handled very well and very carefully. And we have so many prosecutors now that are far interested, more interested in exercising their power than they are in seeking justice.
Mm-hmm.
That's really got to be corrected immediately, if not sooner.
Well, Sydney, especially when they have the people's treasure, you know, to pivot off of. I mean,
right.
They bankrupt people overnight. I mean, what they have done to General Flynn, and, you know, just go down the list, Roger Stone, you know, Manafort, you know, it's just a disaster. And you think, gosh, if they can do that to somebody like General Flynn, you know, what can they do to everyday people?
Exactly. They can do whatever they want to anyone. The fact that they've done what they did to the president and to General Flynn proves that. And a special prosecutor is even worse because they are almost revered by huge numbers of the public without understanding that they're untethered from any sort of supervision and just do what they want to do without regard to the law or the facts.
It's an unbridled license to fish, is it not?
It's licensed to spear fish.
Yes. Yeah, because...
And shoot fish in a barrel.
Right, especially because when they've got you backed in a corner, what can you say? I mean, I don't know. You know better than all of us what General Flynn had to endure. But you get the sense that he was backed into such a corner that he ended up... you know, it seems that he agreed to a lie that he didn't necessarily commit.
That's very true. Well, they led him to believe that the agents themselves thought he was lying, and that wasn't true at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he agreed to accept responsibility for what they said he had done,
mm-hmm.
you know, trusting the people he had worked with and the government at the time to be right by him, even though he didn't think he had lied at all, and he had not. And they literally made up a lot mm-hmm. of the charges and manufactured the 302 report on which the charges were based. A lot of that was not reflected in their notes at all.
Mm.
The FARA false statements were totally bogus on the Foreign Agent Registration Act form, and the Flynn Intel Group had gotten what's called a Lobbying Disclosure Act form filed, which is an exception for the FARA registration requirement, and they had tried to do everything absolutely right, and he was literally targeted.
Yes.
And persecuted, and he has been relentlessly persecuted
for three years now. And railroaded,
yeah.
I would think you would say. This sounds so similar to Jerome Corsi's case that you may be familiar. And Jerome has spoken to me on many occasions about how he was backed in the corner, and it came down to a situation similar to Flynn's where they were insisting that he sign something and agree to a lie that he didn't make. And his wife told him, said, Jerry, I'd much rather visit you in prison and knowing that I'm married to the man that I always thought that you were, than for you to lie and be the man that I never thought you could ever become.
Right. Yes. Well, unfortunately, they added to General Flynn's stress with the promise to indict his son and him the very next day. And his son had a four-month-old baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so what are you going to do? I mean, they definitely, as you said, they railroaded him, they backed him in a corner, and Sydney, in any way, I mean, again, you're the experienced prosecutor and attorney, you know about this, but, you know, from our purview, it looks like a form of some type of entrapment that the government put General Flynn in.
It's worse than that. It's a complete setup and frame. Entrapment is providing somebody an opportunity to commit a crime they would have committed anyway. Well, he didn't commit one.
Yes, right.
You know, after I got in the case, we learned that the agents believed him and reported to multiple different people in three separate briefings after they interviewed him that he was telling the truth. And there's more information about that out now in an article by John Solomon and another one by Sarah Carter.
So when you went into this, you had some certain instinct because the players are similar, you know, if not the same players that you've investigated and that you cited in License to Lie. So you kind of, you know, understand that if you want to know what some people will do, look at what they've done.
Exactly, and they followed the same playbook. These are people that are perfectly willing to make up crimes and make up, quote, facts, end quote, to fit the prosecution they want to create, and that's exactly what they did to General Flynn. It's absolutely hideous.
Well, we're talking with Sidney Powell, the noted former federal prosecutor, and we're talking about her new book, Conviction Machine, and we've got more from her after this. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support with and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Oh, you need a bird. I trust your taste in the Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're honored, really honored, and I mean that in every sense of the way, to be talking with Sydney Powell. We're talking about her new book that she and Harvey Silverglate have written and you know, are bringing to us once again, just as she did with License to Lie this time around. It's the conviction machine standing up to federal prosecutorial abuse. When you say conviction machine, it is, right? I mean, this is a systematic machination that has been running wild for a long time.
And crushing people. Mm-hmm. It simply crushes people. Judge Jed Rakoff wrote an article several years ago called Why the Innocent Plead Guilty. And he's absolutely right. It's so overwhelming and so crushing and so threatening that I would venture to guess 5 to 10% of our prison population is completely innocent.
That breaks your heart, that there's people behind bars because of these overzealous prosecutors. Sydney, is there any light at the end of the tunnel on this?
Well, hopefully the Flynn case and everything that's going on now will help the American public see the many things that are wrong and lead to true criminal justice reform, which means putting some parameters on prosecutors, for starters, mm-hmm. including taking away the absolute immunity they enjoy from any sort of repercussions for their intentional misconduct. I mean, we certainly understand that people occasionally will miss something in a file or just it doesn't get produced accidentally, but we're talking about intentional cover-ups of exculpatory evidence or fabricating charges against people, which is obstruction of justice in itself, and it needs to be prosecuted as such.
I mean, well, the system is a setup, because if prosecutors are allowed with impunity to pursue the cases in the manner in which it is, I guess maybe we can be thankful it's only maybe 5 to 10% of people in jail, right?
Yes, you're right.
I mean, I'm just looking at it.
The danger is enormous.
Yes.
The danger is immeasurable.
Well, and for, you know, the average citizen, you know, what can we do? Because you say it's up to we the people. I mean, it's always up to we the people, you know, to take a stand. But what is it that we need to do proactively to really put the pressure on this to where, you know, this is really, you know, brought to a head? And I know it's taking some time, because I remember the first time that you and I talked about License to Lie. I was shocked in much the same way when I had several conversations before with Peter Schweitzer, and I'm going, the Clinton Foundation, we were selling uranium, 20% of our uranium, to the Russians of all people, that Barack Obama said, you know, that's all part of the 80s foreign policy, it's irrelevant anymore. But then the Russians came back, they were revived, as you know, for what we went through with this Russian collusion deal. But, you know, this has been endless, you know, the way they've approached this. And, you know, the average citizen has got to take a stand and say enough is enough, do we not?
Yes, we do. I mean, the first thing we're going to have to make sure happens is that Donald Trump is reelected president this year. Mm-hmm. That's an absolute must, and we've got to give him the support in the House of Representatives and the Senate that he needs. We need a lot more conservative senators and congressmen. That's imperative, and hopefully then they understand what's been going on, and they have all, or a lot of them have now received a copy of Conviction Machine, and there are things in their statutes they could pass, like they could resurrect the Fairness and Disclosure of Evidence Act, for starters, and I know some are interested in doing that, to make it make penalties attached to prosecutors' intentional misconduct and failure to produce evidence that's favorable to the defense. That's an absolute must. And I think there would be interest in taking away the absolute immunity they enjoy, too. I mean, think about it. Police officers who have to make split second life-altering decision with adrenaline pumping like crazy, only enjoy qualified immunity. But prosecutors who sit, study, deliberate, and calculate what they're going to do have absolute immunity. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And what you pointed out, Sydney, in both your books, is this is purposeful. This isn't accidental.
Yes.
I mean, there is a pattern here. They've gotten away with it, and because they enjoy this absolute immunity, why should they change their behavior?
Exactly. There's simply no repercussions for their deliberate, intentional, essentially subornation of perjury, obstruction of justice, making up crimes, ruining people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely outrageous.
Well, this machine that you talk about, that you and Harvey address in your book, it's not only these prosecutors, but we've got judges that, you know, you wonder, what are they thinking? I mean, some of this stuff is pretty obvious, is it not?
Well, yes. I mean, look at what the FISA court, four separate FISA court judges just rubber stamped FISA warrants that didn't say a blooming thing.
Yes.
I mean, I have read those. I read the unredacted FISA application on Carter Page, to the extent it was not redacted, and it was smoke and mirrors. There wasn't a single firsthand allegation of wrongdoing against anyone, and that should never suffice for a warrant. I mean, as a prosecutor, I wouldn't even have taken that to a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Much less to get the most intrusive of all possible warrants. And why the FISA court judges are getting a pass on this in any way, I don't know.
And why are they giving the FBI a pass on this, too? I mean, this seems like a cabal, doesn't it? I mean, it just smells.
Oh, yes. And after I got into the Flynn case, I found they even met and strategized about how to interview him in the White House to keep him unguarded and relaxed, so that he didn't even know he was the subject of the interview. Not only did they not warn him of his rights or anything and suggest he didn't need counsel, they treated him in such a way he did not even know he was the subject of the interview.
Didn't he ask him?
Friends stopping by to talk
who
happen to be FBI agents, and the next thing you know, you're being charged for something you said to them on their representation that you even said it. Because one of the things we have is there are things in there that he did not say, and there are things that he did say that were truthful that are not in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they use those things to make up charges.
Well, wasn't it Comey that kind of, you know, was bragging about that he took advantage of the new administration coming in because he knew he could get in? Was it Comey directly or somebody else?
Yeah. No, it was Comey on national TV to an audience that just laughed and thought that was so clever and so funny, how he essentially ambushed the White House and General Flynn by just sending a couple of agents over. He wouldn't have done that in the Obama administration or the Bush administration, but hey, this administration, never mind, send them over there. Through all protocols.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is without a doubt their total disrespect to the office of the presidency, all that the Constitution stands for, that they themselves would make them, you know, they would put themselves as the judge and jury of one Donald Trump and really believe that their actions were, you know, were necessary.
Yeah, it's stunning, to say the least.
Well,
the elitism and the arrogance and hubris is beyond measure.
Well, Sydney, in Conviction Machine, you offer solutions. We've touched on a few. We've got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize it. And again, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. One of the things we want to do is encourage people to serve on juries and to be cognizant of all this information as they do that, because the same problems occur in the state prosecution system just as much as they do in the federal. We've got to remember and re-educate people on the presumption of innocence and the burden of proof being on the government to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Those concepts are lost. People assume that once somebody's indicted, they're guilty, and that's simply not true. They're innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, and the whole burden is on the government.
Well, Sidney Powell, thank you for being with us. Conviction Machine, standing up to federal prosecutorial abuse. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sidney.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several days of partisan bickering, the huge coronavirus economic relief bill has passed the U.S. Senate.
Not a single senator voted against this $2 trillion rescue bill.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the bill that's now headed to the U.S. House, where it's expected to win approval tomorrow. President Trump encouraged by these developments.
We want to get back, and the people want to get back. We want to get our country going again.
The bill is to free up cash for businesses and send cash directly to individual workers. Many governors, especially Democrats, though, say it's not likely to do much to get the economy running again as long as the pandemic continues. Meanwhile, record-breaking 3.28 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. In recent years, in an average week, that number would be around 200,000. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez live.
Prayer, isn't it? When it all comes down to it, even in the midst of all the coronavirus stress, is that we would want to live it well, not for our glory, certainly, but because of all that God has done for us, the way he has protected us, the promises that he continues to fulfill every day on our behalf. It is miraculous. And we're blessed for those that are in God's family. And it is our job, I believe, our obligation to get the blessing, to receive the blessing, but not hold on to it, but to pass it on to others. Because what is happening right now, and I want to bring Michelle Dietrich on with us right now. She's the director of Global Media Outreach. Michelle, and I'm sure you're seeing this as well, what is going on is in the stress of the coronavirus, people are very concerned, but they're also observing people of peace. And they're asking the question, if not directly, at least in their own heart, is what does that person have that I don't?
That is absolutely true, and it's an incredible opportunity in this very strange time to be able to share the love of Jesus and be that light to the world when people are afraid. And unlike many of us, if you know Jesus, you know you can trust him and you don't have to have that fear. Isn't it great that we can share that with others to help alleviate their fear and invite them into that relationship?
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you, the NRB, last month, before all this, you know, kicked into high gear and we could still be together, we were washing our hands and being mindful that there was a threat on the horizon. Had a chance to meet with a couple of the representatives from Global Media Outreach, and I was in awe, frankly, to hear of the ministry, the outreach, how many people, through the infrastructure and power of the internet, that you've been able to successfully take the gospel message, you know, to people heretofore otherwise would not hear. And I think the number was something like, well, if I remember correctly, 95-97% of the people now being connected with the gospel in one form or another, at least being exposed to it.
Well, the great thing is, when you think about our name, Global Media Outreach, that completely expresses what we're doing. And when you think about the number of people that 97% are within reach of a cell tower to where they can get an internet connection, God has just opened the floodgates for the past 15 years. We are very close to reaching our 2 billionth gospel presentation. And during that time, we have seen over hundreds of millions of people raise their hand and say, yes, I want to follow Jesus. I want what you have. Mm-hmm. And what's happening now is millions of people that are stuck at home, they have no distractions other than, you know, getting on the internet in many cases. The thing of that is, it's an opportunity, but if the church is not there, if we aren't there to share Jesus with them, what are they going to find? Because they're looking for something.
Exactly.
They are out there looking for something, and they need to find Jesus. So that's what we are all about. And I think that all Christians, they've got an opportunity now. Get on your Facebook pages, get on Instagram, share your story of what Jesus is doing for you and mm-hmm. how you can share Jesus with others.
And, you know, and people sometimes get threatened by it, you know, because I have people come to me, oh, Bill, you know, what am I supposed to say? So, tell your story. You know, to me, and in fact, it was one of the passages in this past weekend's, you know, church service that took place online and in people's hearts. But it was the story of the blind man. Very simple story, but one of my favorite testimonies in the Bible, and very powerful and to the point, and very personal. He wasn't an apologist. He wasn't some, you know, biblical scholar and served at the feet of Gamaliel for, you know, decades. He was an everyday person that told his story that he was and now I am. I say you move from I was to I am as a result of that confrontation with Jesus Christ. And in this particular case, very simply demonstrated. And a lot of times it is the same way of I was blind, but now I see. It's something just that simple, but yet so personal and powerful that nobody can take away from you. And I encourage people, I said, that's the story that you tell. You don't need to get into all the apologetics and think, oh gosh, I can't remember the verse from Revelations. It's kind of there, but it's not. And then you get all, you know, discombobulated. And it confuses really the importance and significance and the simplicity of your life change as a result of meeting Jesus Christ.
Well, and you have just described our volunteers. We call them online missionaries, but they're not professional missionaries. They're not seminary-trained students. They are Christians just like you and I, mm-hmm. and they're all over the world doing what you're talking about, sharing what Jesus has done for them. And the funny thing is, it's all ages. We have volunteers that are, many of them that are over 80 years old. We have a 97-year-old volunteer who is online every day sharing her story, Miss Edith Hicks, who is telling people what Jesus has done for her. And so I think that is so key. One, you're sharing your own story, and don't let the technology be a barrier. It's actually a door opener.
Exactly.
Because online, you have a chance to think about what you're saying and pray about what you're saying if you start to get those questions and look up what you want to look up. But the most effective thing, I do believe, is saying, hey, this is what God has done for me.
Well, Michelle, I got to tell you, for many years, I mean, broadcasting has been a big part of my life. I've been involved with broadcasting for, gosh, let's just say over 45 years, okay? And I've been so blessed to really appreciate the power of the medium and its ability to connect. The fact that the imagination, emotions are brought into play. This is why telephone calls can be so powerful. You know, what would our mom say? So why didn't you call me? I just need to hear your voice, right? And, you know, again, it reinforces the power of our voice, and this is what technology is for us. It's that instrument to connect one to another, because God said, as important as it is to love me, don't forget your fellow man, right?
Absolutely. And I think this is in my mind, this is a big wake-up call, this time when everyone is having to use technology to communicate because they can't physically be there. That's what's wonderful about what's happening, in a way, is people are overcoming that barrier to have that highly personal interaction without the physical contact. We were saying we've been doing social distancing since before school.
Exactly. Well, I did it back in high school during the prom dance. The chaperones used to come to us and say, hey, what's that social distancing?
Right.
So we're practiced, you know. So and of course, when I went to Catholic school, the nuns were especially careful about social distancing. So, you know, but that's okay. I think that's a good.
Did they bring the ruler out, put it between you.
Oh, now you had to remind that. No, they usually brought the ruler out to beat us. So they have a way of, I mean, if it's not the fear of God, it's the fear of the ruler, you know, but that's okay.
Right.
It's all good. Well, Michelle, I tell you, you're still with us for another segment, right? You still have time?
Yes.
Because I want to talk more about, you know, what technology is doing. You know, people are asking, you know, and they say, Bill, are we in the last days? And I'm going, well, you know, the Bible's clear that we have to come to that point where, you know, there's no exception, that everybody has a chance to hear the gospel and to make a decision. And the global media outreach, I've got to believe, is so instrumental. And if we're at 97%, we're soon and very soon, aren't we?
Well, wouldn't it be wonderful to know that we have the tools in our hands to help fulfill the Great Commission in our lifetime?
Amen. Maranatha, without a doubt. More from Michelle Dietrich after this. Stay with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head, you hold my head, you hold my head.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Yes, he's faithful to remind you who you are and whose you are. And that's what we love so much about God. And, you know, we've got the world right now, in chaos. So much of the world, especially the world that does not understand the things of God and the spiritual nature of God. We, at the end of the day, Michelle Dieters, I think we're going to look back and say COVID-19, coronavirus, though the evil one wanted it for bad, God used it for good. And it's causing people around the globe to seek spiritual assurance and spiritual answers to questions that they have at unprecedented levels. And we know that spiritual questions demand spiritual answers. And what the global media outreach is doing, you're serving such an important, as an important conduit to assisting, churches and other groups and individuals to, connect with people and answer these critical questions that they have regarding, what's going on. I mean, is God judging us right now? Are these the last of the last days? I mean, in all the years that I knew Billy Graham, and even having had the privilege to work in one of the Crusades in Los Angeles back in 1985, I never heard Dr. Graham make any reference whatsoever to eschatology other than in a casual mention of the gospel. But he avoided it. It was not his. That was not his lane. His lane was all about evangelism. So when I heard Dr. Graham about a year before he passed say and admit that, in fact, looking at the signs and the way he was seeing his spiritual assessment was that we are in the last of the last days, I got to tell you, that caused me to take note.
Well, here's what we're seeing. And obviously, you go online, the chatter is there. So much fear, so much anxiety about the day-to-day about, will I have a job? Will I get sick? Will I die? What's going to happen next? Is the economy going to collapse? All those things, which, of course, the Bible addresses, I believe, 366 times in the Bible it says, fear not.
Yes, and 365 is the number. And maybe they stop at 365 because they say one for each day. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
So when you think about that and how we can help people understand that they don't need to have that anxiety, last days or not, if you are assured of your salvation, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
You know that you can trust God. God knew this was coming. This was not news to him. So we can trust him. And if we can share that trust with that relationship in Jesus with people who are afraid, we can help them really understand how Jesus can be their comfort. And they don't have to be afraid, no matter what happens, no matter the circumstance. Mm-hmm. We can share that. And that's what we're asking Christians to do, of course, online, is share that love and that comfort that Jesus brings in the face of fear, so that people don't have to be afraid. That's what we want people to understand. And I think no matter what we as Christians see about what this might mean biblically or where it's going, people want to know how to not be afraid. And we know that the only real answer to that is a relationship with Christ and salvation in Christ. That's the only real way.
Well, the fact of the matter is, fear will always be around, and the last of the last days may not be the last of the last days like Dr. Graham was talking about, but it could be the last of your last days, because you don't know. You know, a potato truck could go out of control, and you're done. That was your last day. You don't know that. God knows. And just like, and I was sharing this with somebody else, you know, the biggest sin that the children of Israel that they were judged for was missing their appointed time when Jesus came. When you think about the gospel message there and why Jesus wept. Jesus wept because he saw what was going to happen, that the people were not getting it, and they were going to suffer, and they were going to have to deal with this. And sometimes I wonder, Michelle, if Jesus is still weeping and looking over his creation, looking over those that he didn't know, that he probably shouldn't even care about on the surface because we're so wrought with sin. But he said, you know what? I'm for you. I'm giving it all. I'm coming down from heaven. I'm not claiming the throne. I'm going to claim the Father's will. And I'm going to come down and pay the price and redeem you. And he's done that. And after having done all that, we're missing our appointed time. And so my caution to everyone is, don't miss your appointed time. And I don't know what that appointed time is. I don't know if it's right this very second as you and I are talking, Michelle, or if it's 2 weeks from now. But there is, even though right now there may be some heightened awareness because of fear that has taken place because of the coronavirus, the fact of the matter is that our appointed time has already been set. And we need to make a decision. We need to make a choice. And to me, I guess, if you find yourself in that shoulda, coulda, woulda part of your life, I don't think any of us wants to say, oh, if I had only. You know, it's kind of like that closing scene, about the Holocaust. And, all of a sudden his name escapes me, who was saving all the Jews there, Liam Nelson. Schindler's List. And he's there at the end, right? And he's going, gosh, you know, here's my gold watch. If I'd have given up the gold watch, how many more Jews could I have saved? And, that was really quite provocative and quite telling, because I think that when people, you know, get to that point and they realize how much they love God and love Jesus and appreciate what he's done for them, it's like we feel in human measure that, first of all, we're so undeserving, and secondly, we could have, should have done more.
I completely agree. And I think if everyone would really think about living every day like it is their last day, so every post you make on social media, think about what's that reflecting. Is that reflecting how Jesus has transformed your life?
Mm.
Or is it reflecting something else? Is it good? Is it kind? Is it showing gentleness and self-control? What are we saying to people who are reading our post? And it's interesting because I think people often feel like they can post things online that they would never say out loud.
Yeah, right.
And it really...
Especially in this politically correct environment, Michelle.
Well, I think it's just there's opportunities every single day to share the love of Jesus. And when you think about, again, going back to that idea of global media outreach, your outreach as an individual on the internet, it could be going anywhere.
Yes.
It's not just going one direction. So people have an opportunity to share that love of Jesus, share what he's done in their life in a very encouraging way, with the truth, of course, mm-hmm. you know, speak truth.
Yes.
But there's an opportunity there, and that's when people are coming to you and asking about that, why do you live the way you do? You want to be able to tell them that and tell them your story. And that is an opportunity online that many people, how many people do you come face-to-face with every day? For some people, not very many.
Exactly.
But online, you can reach so many people that you may never see until you get to heaven.
Yeah, in a sense, to your point, we've been practicing social distancing probably without even realizing it because, you know, you're that exact point that we're just failing to connect with people. We're talking with Michelle Diedrich. She's the director of Global Media Outreach, a digital ministry that specializes in online evangelism. And Michelle, tell the audience about some of the, you know, the reports that you're getting online, how people are responding, and also how they can be part of the solution. If they want to get involved with GMO, how can they do that?
Well, our whole vision is to see everyone on earth have multiple opportunities to accept Christ, and then we want to grow them in their faith and connect them to a church or a Christian community if they're in a closed country. So what we are seeing, and over the years we've seen hundreds and hundreds of millions of people come to these gospel presentations, and our volunteers, who are just Christians like you and I, are responding to people and praying for them and encouraging them. But we're seeing an uptick in the number of questions, obviously, about the coronavirus. People saying, why is this happening? One person from, I just got it today, from Angola, if God is love, why is this happening? Mm-hmm. Same thing from Mozambique. Oscar says, why is God allowing this crisis? They want those kinds of answers to understand who God is and what are they supposed to do during this time. So there are a lot of ways that people can, we're all in this together.
Yes, amen.
We are all in this together, and we can work together to respond to people. So we would ask people to pray. We would ask people to say, have time, they may want to volunteer and respond online to people. They can do that personally as well. And they can certainly give. If one thing we want to make sure of is that people who are out there asking these questions, we want to make sure that they find Jesus, the real Jesus.
Amen.
And
yes.
So the only way we do that is putting these ads so that people see that and click on them. We have almost 500,000 people a day clicking and coming to those gospel presentations.
Wow.
But there's so many more out there that we could reach. So I would say go to globalmediaoutreach.com and take a look. You can read the stories. You can see how you can help. A lot of ways for us to work as Christians together
exactly.
to serve people online.
GlobalMediaOutreach.com. Michelle Diedrich, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Not high with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters.